This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rich Bradbury. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I've been joined in the studio by...
Armin Raj.
And Christine Wong.
As usual, we'll be with you all the way through until around 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch with our show, you can get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're available at BFM Radio. Of course, it is Friday, the 18th of September. We've got a fun little show lined up for you today. We've got some interesting topics. And we want to talk to you about when was the last time that you bought a product that lived up to the hype? And what was it? It can be anything. It can be a gadget. It can be a gaming console. It can be a video game. It can be, a phone, a piece of tech, some clothing, makeup, whatever it is. Let us know about what it is. But this is on the back of a story that I want to talk about the Sony PS5 hype train and some of the other stuff around that. That's what I was talking about. We've got a couple of guests coming in the studio very shortly as well. They're going to help highlight some of their products that lived up to their hype. We'll talk about that in a moment. What else are we talking about?
We're talking about a reality TV show in space that wants to send someone to space if they win that competition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the fact that Batman's apparently real.
He is.
Yeah. He's always been.
I'm Batman.
See?
See?
Okay. It's enough about
Friday.
It's a Friday, yes. Get in touch, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. We've already got a whole bunch of comments that we'll get to very shortly. Sony, of course, have told us nearly everything conceivable about their next generation video game console, the PlayStation 5. We know its launch game lineup, including the highly anticipated superhero sequel to Spider-Man, Miles Morales. We know the devices have a futuristic vibe to them. They've got curved sides that could look right at home next to a Star Trek starship. We even know that the controller has special trigger buttons that give us feedback to make the objects we interact with in the game feel like they're here in our hands. The only thing we didn't know up until just a few days ago was how much they were going to cost and when it will hit the store shelves. So what we are looking at price-wise, and this is over in the US, remember, they announced Wednesday they're going to charge $400 US for their digital edition without a disc drive and $500 US for their version with one. They said both consoles are otherwise the same and have the same chip and other hardware inside. They're launching on November 12th in the US, Japan, Canada, Mexico, and Australia, though they didn't give a price for Australia, New Zealand, and South Korea, and November 19th in the rest of the world. And pre-orders have already started as of yesterday. So they have done all of that. But now if you look at what Microsoft are doing right now as well, they have this new entry-level Xbox Series S that'll launch alongside the Xbox Series X. And the company have said that they'll cost $299 US and $499 respectively. And they'll be launching on November 10th. They've also got a payment plan, which I don't believe Sony are doing. Now, this is all because Sony and Microsoft have kind of been having this war for a little while, and it's always been a bit of a joke. You know, do you go the Sony route? Do you go the Microsoft route? Now, we're looking at next-gen consoles that are likely to be leaps and bounds above what they were in previous generations.
Yeah.
Which leads me on to our next discussion, the next point about video graphic game cards for PCs. You look at the two major players out there, Nvidia and AMD. I think I mentioned this the other day. Everybody was expecting Nvidia to come out with these line of hugely popular and hugely powerful graphics cards, which they did announce, the 3070, the 3080, and the 3090, all with great reviews so far. But I checked the price of the Nvidia ones here in Malaysia.
Yeah.
And for the 3080, which is the middle bracket one, which most people would have been aiming for.
Not even the high-end one.
Not even the high-end one. You're looking at about 3,799 ringgit.
Yeah.
Which is roughly double the price of a PlayStation. Or rather, two new PlayStation 5s.
Two new PlayStations, yeah.
Which seems odd, being as these were supposed to be the graphics cards, which were supposed to be aiming at bringing PC players, keeping PC players, and stopping them from buying the PlayStation and the Xbox. So there's a lot of hype around all of these things, which of course is why we're asking this question as to what was the last time you bought a product that lived up to your hype. I can tell you, for me, the one item that I bought within the last 2 years that lived up to its hype is my mobile phone. It's a Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus. And the reason it lived up to the hype is because it moved me, pulled me away from the Apple ecosystem. And I've been on Apple for a long, long time. And I never thought I'd switch until I picked up one of these. Everybody was telling me how good it was. I'm like, no, Androids are not all that. It completely changed my mind.
And it converted you.
Converted me. Absolutely lived up to the hype, which shocked me. What about you two?
Arif, you want to go first?
Since we're talking about the PlayStation, PlayStations have always lived up to the hype from the first one all the way to the fourth one. I don't think I've ever been disappointed in a PlayStation. That's why when they announced the price, even though it is very, very expensive, I was like, whenever God of War drops for the PlayStation 5, that's when I'm going to buy it.
Right.
Exorbitant prices aside and stuff, because it's always delivered on all fronts. I think the other thing that has sort of lived up to the hype was the 4K TV.
Yes.
So I was one of those people who went like, you know, when you went from full HD, I was like, how much clearer can you get? You know, the way of the old school way of thinking, like, you know, how much better can you get? Until I got a 4K TV and I was like, oh, there is so much better that you can get. And now I'm guessing that with 8K and stuff, there will be a difference. So I think both of these things lived up to all the hype and all the promotion that went behind it.
I remember just walking into a showroom seeing 4K for the first time. And I think it was like a chameleon crawling across a branch or something. And I was like, what is...
Look at all the colours.
Wow. I didn't know I could see that many colours. What about you?
I don't really dabble as much into the console gaming sphere, primarily because I don't own that many of them.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I bought for myself that I remember, like, I was really, really excited about, that I'm still excited about to this day, was Pokemon X for the Nintendo 3DS, which was discontinued today, which breaks my little heart. But
that's a console, no?
Yeah, but when I say console, I mean like the big old boxes. Like, I have never had a Sony or a Microsoft. Like, I've never had a PlayStation or a Xbox or anything like that. The closest I've ever gotten was a Nintendo Wii, which did not quite live up to the hype. Bowling was fun for about 10 seconds.
Come on.
No, I didn't realize that. I kind of didn't really register that the Nintendo Wii required me to move my actual body.
I see.
And as someone that hates exercise, I suddenly realized that maybe not the console for me. But the one thing that really got me about Pokemon X was that I'd been wanting to have my own Pokemon game for a long time. And that was the first Pokemon game I owned myself. So already I was hyped about that. But then there's also a lot of care and effort that's taken into, you can customize your little player character's clothes. And there was a new feature added into this particular Pokemon game called Mega Evolution, which I just think makes the game more fun. And I loved the way that you can run and you can skate and you can do all sorts of things in the game. And it really made me feel really immersed. And that was, I sunk a lot of hours into that game.
Right, more chat about this, of course, very shortly. I want to take a short break here on BFM. We are asking that question, when was the last time you bought a product and it actually lived up to the hype, and what was it? Let us know. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Music up next from Johnny Cash. It is I Walk the Line here on BFM 89.9.
Backing feminist movements. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Of course, I've been joined in the studio by...
Arvinia Brudge.
And Christine Wong.
We've got a couple of guests I'll introduce in just a moment, but we've got a question, of course, that we are running with. It is, when was the last time you bought a product that lived up to the hype, and what was it? We've asked you to give us some feedback. WhatsApp number again, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. What feedback have we got?
Yeah, so over on Twitter, there's Ivan who says, an iPhone by Apple, so I guess all iPhones by Apple. Yeah. Aslin says, late last year, he got the 11-inch iPad Pro.
Nice.
Ashraf says, Oculus Quest VR, since it's a standalone VR rig and you don't need a high-end computer to operate it. And Switch One says, G-Shock Mudmaster.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay, what over on Instagram?
On Instagram, we've got G. Shiridharan, who says Galaxy S2. Kansang89 says, a robot vacuum, best invention ever. Also, air fryer, second best invention ever, which, fair enough. And we've also got Charmaine WSM, who just says, Whimsigirl in all caps. And I Googled it, and it's apparently like a clothing line or something. Mm-hmm. But good for you.
I've noticed that having one of those robot vacuums does not bode well if you have pets.
Mm-hmm. I don't have either a robot vacuum or a pet, so I'll never know.
It sounds fantastic, though. Mm. Automatic. Ramli Sirab on Twitter says, okay, Rich, I'll give the Apple Samsung Switch, but the predictive text on Android, awful enough to toss your phone into the sky, hoping it returns to the galaxy it came from.
Don't use predictive text on Android because I can spell.
Oh,
that's a joke, that's a joke. We're having a bit of fun. It's Friday. Come on. I'm still your friend, Ramli. Right, a couple of one over on WhatsApp. I've got a product that lived up to the hype, the Apple AirPods. Great battery life, great sound, and no wires.
Really?
I don't know about
that. I'm so cynical about those.
Yeah, me too. Just in case you drop one and you lose one, that's it. You're done for, right? Right, of course, I've got a couple of guests in the studio. We've not had guests, actually. Oh, yeah, we have, a long time ago. But it was for stuff like when we've done stuff for the budget.
Oh, But
this is a bit of fun for Friday, of course. I've got Najman and I've got Hanif have joined us here in the studio. Welcome, fellas.
Hi.
Hey.
Don't be shy. Come on. Now, these guys they have a show in the works, right? It's GG Well Played.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give us a quick description as to what it's about or what it's supposed to be about when it eventually launches?
It's just a show about gaming, basically. So think of, you know, modern console gaming, PC gaming. So we're going to be talking a lot more about, I think, games and how it affects us to a certain extent. Yeah. So be on the lookout for games like The Last of Us Part 2, Ghost of Tsushima, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Najman?
Yep, so I think I would just have to say, like, we are certified geeks.
Yes.
So, and that's it. And that's it.
Nothing wrong with that.
We couldn't tell.
It's not the reason we brought you in here or anything to discuss, you know, the new launch of the PlayStation 5 or anything.
I definitely know everything that you guys talk about on a daily basis and understand all the things and all the references and feel really cool.
So, okay. You know what the question is. You know, when was the last time? I want to ask this of both of you, too. And keeping it in that tech sphere, when was the last time you bought a product that actually lived up to the hype? And what was it?
Yeah, for me, that's an easy question because it's my Google Pixel. I got it. It was a Pixel 2. I still have it. I can't upgrade a phone because it's still so good. So,
really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Hanif?
I don't think of a product in that sense, like in the sense of being super hype up about it. But the last time I was super hype up for a product was this one game called The Last of Us Part 2. And whether it delivered, it does, but with big caveats.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are those caveats that you discuss on GG Well Played, or is it something you can reveal here?
We discuss a lot on GG Well Played. We discuss extensively, in fact, about
okay.
it. Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but our former colleague Jeff Sandu, when he bought The Last of Us, it took him almost 2 years to complete the first one. Did you know that?
Wow.
Yeah, just a quick reminder there. Now, a question for you here is, I know, Hanif, you just alluded to it, that you're not somebody who looks at stuff and follows the hype, but when you see a product that you do want, do you have that urge at any point to rush out and buy it, or do you feel that you can kind of wait and see how the market settles a little bit before you go out and buy it?
With a product that was super hype up for, I will definitely even pre-order them. Yeah.
Right. Mm.
But for things that I'm a bit invested in, but I'm not as hype up for, I will usually wait for reviews. Mm. Yeah, I tend to watch a lot more reviews to, I guess, get a better understanding of the product first before eventually, I guess, splurging the cash on
it. Yeah. Naj?
Yeah, for me, I do that as well. Going back to games, I pre-ordered Horizon Zero Dawn, wasn't disappointed by that, was fully happy with it. I did also buy this game called Wilson. I don't know if you guys know or not. It was a huge disappointment, still a huge disappointment. But I guess that's what happens. I just tell myself that I'm supporting the developers. It's the lie I tell my wife. So,
since we're talking about the gaming stuff, this whole console war that's going to continue end of this year, the prices and the consoles. So I had an interesting chat with Najman yesterday about the consoles of Xbox and PlayStation 5. Mm. Where are you guys leaning and why?
Mm.
Price-wise and console-wise and also games that are coming out-wise.
Yeah, definitely for me, I've done the math. I'm a geek like that. I'm definitely getting the PS5 with the disc. In terms of like technology, it's just about the same for me, this year at least. We definitely want to see how it will live out throughout the 5, 7, 10 years, whatever. But I'm definitely going to go with the PS5 because the game lineups that they have, it makes more sense to me. Xbox, you have this thing called Game Pass, so that's probably not going to work in Malaysia and probably not for me.
That's something that I was looking at.
I'll most likely go for PS5, mostly because of the local support, which is, I think, quite important these days. I would prefer a product to be officially supported locally, I think, before I invest in them. But I also look at the games, the kind of games that I play, and I think Sony has that edge in terms of exclusives. So I'll probably, and there are a lot of games that I've played that I want to play on the PS5, so I'll probably definitely lean on that Sony PlayStation 5.
I mean, I know Arv is kind of clamoring because God of War is coming out, you know, as one of the launches.
They sneakily dropped the teaser when they announced the price. So when I saw the price, I was like, this is way too expensive. And then they dropped the teaser. I was like, it's not that expensive.
Just to break up the malaise of geekery that's going on here, I have a potentially dumb question. So like backwards compatibility, is that a thing that's happening on the PS5 or what?
Oh yeah, that's very interesting because in theory you should actually do that. Yeah, I mean like people just have to kind of ease them into it, right? So, but Sony actually said that they are not going to do backwards compatibility until recently when they kind of sneakily said that, yeah, they're going to support some games for PS4. Honey, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think they've been marketing that feature a lot. I think because a lot of people are trying to somehow still want to play the old games.
Yeah.
And they're thinking about, okay, if I get PS5, I want to sell my PS4, right? Mm-hmm. So I think backward compatibility is a feature that people always talk about, but do people actually use it? Sometimes you're not sure, right?
Some of us have never owned a PlayStation, and maybe some of us have some games they wanted to play on PS4 but never had a PS4 and are maybe thinking about getting a PS5 and might want to play those games. Some of us, not naming names.
Who might that be?
In that case, don't worry. I think because they are saying that they're going to support it. At least, as far as I read yesterday, they said that 99% of PS4 games will be supported on PS5. Yeah. So, and that's something that I was looking forward to as well, because I'm thinking about whether should I buy a game that was released, I think, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Thinking about because PS5 is coming sooner, right? So, should I invest now in games that I might not be able to play?
So, interesting that you said that, because disc or no disc? If you have backwards compatibility and you have a bunch of discs, then which one are you choosing? Because both have, I think, digital and disc versions, if I'm not mistaken.
I will be going for this, but based on the pattern of how I've been spending on my PS4 for now, I rarely buy CD games, but I would probably want that option. Yeah, but you will get a lot more discount on by buying digital, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I think when he means disc, he's going to be buying more hard discs to slot in there, you know.
Right.
I know how that is. Right, we've got to wrap up. Thanks very much, fellas, for joining us. Do we have any kind of date? We're looking at a launch date for GG Well Played?
No concrete date yet.
No.
But
just keep your ears peeled.
Suspense.
Sneaky like that. Right, we're going to take a short break. We've got some music to take us into the bottom of the hour. It's Journey with Don't Stop Believing. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Let us know when was the last time you bought a product that lived up to the hype and what it was. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.